This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The new spray park is just about ready to go. First off, please tell us some of the features of it.
Well, we have it's approximately 5,500 square feet. We have some 40 spray features highlighted with slides and other real nice attributes that the venue brings forward to us, and capped off by a 55-gallon water drum that dumps upon filling. So that dumps generally probably a good every maybe 20, 25 seconds or so. Fills and dumps, and it creates quite a bit of excitement.
We can see that from the 290, new park here. How much capacity is there for people, young and old, to enjoy this?
Well, the requirements according to the sign tell us we are doing it in two-hour sessions. The facility, the venue is capped off with approximately 200. That's why there is a reservation system. There are stringent guidelines that we have to follow per the New York State Department of Health. So after every two-hour session, if people are wondering why you can't park there for the whole day, unlike a swimming pool, that outdoor public pools do have capacity limits, but if you're there, you're there. This, because of the stringent cleaning that's involved and having to hose and wash off the floor of the pad and make sure that thing, you have to do a whole check of the filtration system, make sure that everything is up to snuff and the water's being filtered, and there's it's quite a process.
Now, I know that it had been hoped that the park would be opened up sooner. What were some of the technical issues that you ran into as you were putting this park together?
Well, as in construction, there's a lot of, there are delays that are unforeseen. Today's day and age, you still have contractors that are faced with employee shortages and things of that nature, weather. That's what we were faced with. You can't rush something like this. There's still going to be a few things. The shade structures, the foundations still have to be poured, but that'll be a work in progress. That can be done, early mornings before early in the day, or even while the facility's open. So it's just not like turning the water on, but as you saw yesterday, and people did see on other news reports, that the water is running, the water is on, and it was operational yesterday, and we're testing it every day. We're testing out the systems every day until this grand opening on May 22nd.
And how has the testing gone to this point?
To this point, very good. Very good. We got there yesterday, and lo and behold, before an interview took place, it went on, and the sun was out. It looks like the splash park gods were shining down on us. Another great thing about it, it's designed for children of all ages, as well as ADA, and it's also universally accessible. So that's the nice thing. And we have attendants. We don't need lifeguards for this. Remember, it's not a swimming pool. It's a spray park with features that people from all ages can enjoy. Soon we'll be posting hours of operation, rates, fees, policies to, reservation policies, so on and so forth. And off the off hours, the facility is open for private party rentals, company, you know, company picnics, church functions, school functions, whatever it may be, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the whole gamut. It'd be up for rent, birthday parties, whatever the occasion may be. We have a beautiful grove there. We also have our pickleball courts, our beach volleyball courts, and another special part of that facility is the rugby pitch, let alone across the street with the new Paddock Chevrolet Ice Arena, the Paddock Splash Park, Spray Park, the Paddock Chevrolet pickleball courts, and the Paddock Chevrolet volleyball courts just highlight what was already in place with the Paddock Chevrolet Ice Arena as well as the Paddock Chevrolet Golf Dome. It's a total entertainment complex. There'll be food trucks there on any given day, a lot of activities for the kids. It is going to be quite a destination.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.